But don't think Republicans are only attacking each other. They're also going after their more traditional targets. Yesterday, Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is under fire from gay rights activists for comments he made to the Associated Press. Responding to a question about a Texas sodomy law currently being debated by the Supreme Court, Senator Santorum said, quote, "If the Supreme Court says you have the right to consensual gay sex within your home, then you have the right to bigamy, you have the right to polygamy, you have the right to incest, you have the right to adultery. And don't get him started on the right to do chicken done right." But hoping to quench some of the firestorm over his remarks, since it's very unlikely to be put out by a sudden raining of men, Santorum went on the offensive, clarifying his position as follows, quote, "I have no problem with homosexuality. I have a problem with homosexual acts." To which the homos said, what? Seriously, homos said what? It's the first time it ever actually happened. For more on the Santorum controversy, we turn to our Daily Show senior political analyst, Mr. Rob Corddry. Rob, thanks for joining us. You've been following the story rather closely. What do you make of the controversy surrounding Senator Rick Santorum's remarks?
John, these remarks have been completely misinterpreted. Senator Rick Santorum is a compassionate conservative with great respect for the homosexual community. What the senator was suggesting is not that homosexuality be restricted in the way we restrict polygamy and incest, but that polygamy and incest ought to be given the freedom and acceptance we give to homosexuality.
You're saying Senator Rick Santorum wasn't associating homosexuality with polygamy and incest in a bad way. You're suggesting Senator Rick Santorum was associating homosexuality with polygamy and incest in a good way.
Exactly, John. Senator Rick Santorum just wants people to be able to have sex with whatever person, persons, or object moves them. In other words, Senator Rick Santorum feels if you can be here and queer and we're used to it, you should also be able to stay calm, screw mom, and have us get used to that as well.
May I just for a moment? You're saying Senator Rick Santorum is advocating people have sex with their own mothers.
Yes. Senator Rick Santorum would very much like it to be okay for people to have sex with their moms.
Just to reiterate, if I may, Senator Rick Santorum, acting on behalf of conservative Republicans everywhere, advocates bigamy, polygamy, and incest.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's a very smart politician, John. Remember, sexual deviants are the largest demographic in this country, with of course, the exception of Latinos. I mean, John, shemales alone would have pushed Gore over the top in Florida. And as for polygamy, practically speaking, if you're running for office, whose votes would you rather have? A husband and wife or a husband and wives? Smart man.
Senator Rick Santorum doesn't care how many wives people have.
No. No, he doesn't, John. But the ultimate goal for Senator Rick Santorum and the Republican Party is to champion the rights of all fetishists. Cross-dressers, chubby chasers, necrophiliacs, granny grabbers, bestiality enthusiasts, scat fans.
Well, this is all very surprising coming from Senator Rick Santorum.
John, the GOP has long claimed to have a big tent. Well, Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania just wants to add an area behind the tent where people can go f*** a horse.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, John. And thank you, Senator Rick Santorum, Republican, Pennsylvania, advocate of extreme sexual deviancy in all its forms.
Thank you, Rob. We'll be right back after this.